Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. And welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybel Edmond. And we want to thank you for tuning in on tonight. We hope that you will receive a blessing from the Lord on tonight. We have with us tonight Evangelist Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple, and Evangelist Khadija Hameen, who is her daughter. She's also from Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple, and we're glad to be with you tonight. We're going to get ready to go and have a word of prayer. At this time, we're going to have Pastor Sheila Hameen to lead us in a word of prayer.
Amen. Let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now. We humble ourselves before you, and we ask for mercy. Oh, God, while we're praying this prayer, search our hearts, oh, Lord, and whatever is not right, we ask that you'll forgive us and be merciful, oh, God, and take it away from us. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we ask that you will bless us in this broadcast tonight, that you will look on each and every one who has tuned in tonight, God, and let a special blessing come upon them in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will send your word, Lord, that you will send your anointing, oh, God, that you will bind the enemy on every hand in the name of Jesus. Let your word have free course, oh, God, and let it go out and reach the target that you intend for it to reach in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will strengthen us and encourage us, Lord. Help us to do your will. And we are asking you, Lord, to perform miracles. Work wonders, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will save dying souls everywhere. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Please, my God, have mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus, we plead your mercy, oh God. Look on the condition of the hearts of men. Have mercy, Lord, and change men's hearts. Give them a mind, oh God. Give them a mind to serve you. Give them a mind to do what's right in the name of Jesus. We know you are able to do all things, oh God. Whoever is listening, Lord Jesus, be merciful,
be merciful,
Lord. Hear our cry. Thank you. Oh, God, we ask you to grant our petition. We let it be done according to your holy will. Touch, Lord Jesus. Touch, my God. We need a touch from you. Lay your hand upon us, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We pray for healing, oh Lord. We ask that you will heal those who are sick, oh Lord Jesus. There are many, many of us who have afflictions and infirmities in our bodies that we're not even aware of. Lord God, you are our healer. And Lord, my God, in his hands of sin to men, to give and take away the sin, and never withhold, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're looking unto you, Lord, depending on you, oh God. We pray that you'll continue to bless the Gospel Truth Ministry, this radio broadcast. Lord, God, let it grow. Let it prosper. Let it reach many souls, oh God. Let it be for the healing of the nation. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let it be for the saving of the lost. Oh Lord God, let it minister to wherever there is the need for ministering in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We ask to strengthen Evangelist May, Lord God, that you will ever continue to anoint her and use her for your service. Bless her, Lord God, in a great and mighty way. Open doors and make ways for her.
Yes,
Lord God, move the hindrances out of the way. Lord, bind the enemy.
Yes, Lord, please.
Lord, you have the power, Lord. It's depending on you. And we are writing unto you. We believe you right now, Lord God, and we're taking you at your word. And we want to thank you, Lord, for just hearing our prayer. We thank you,
Jesus,
for being patient with us. Lord, we thank you for forgiving our sins, oh God. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy.
Thank you,
Lord, and we ask that you'll accept our prayer. All of these and other blessings. And also asking you to remember
the bereaved families, oh God, and all those who are on the prayer list. Bless it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that prayer coming from Evangelist Sheila Hameen. At this time, we're going to be reading from Psalms, the Psalms, the first chapter, verses 1 through 6. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Thank God for the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's for the opening scripture through Sister Cheryl. And we want to thank everyone for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number, I think I might have the new number, but I believe it's 319-837-6036. Again, 319-837-6036. And you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MKSPCG. And we also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6763. Again, that's 319-527-6763. And you may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, title one school, and one is O-N-E. And we want to just remember all those who are on the prayer list, Tanija Clark, Jermaine Donaldson, Bill Bradley, Michelle Kellum, Stacey Kellum, and the entire Kellum family, Tyrone Edmond, Henry and Mary Edmond, Titus Edmond Sr., Sister Cheryl Edmond, Dorita Logan, who lost her father, Francis Canones, Cynthia Taylor, Jamel Uri, and anyone who is requesting prayer. Amen. We just want to sing this song and get on out of the way. Set ashore on. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Of salvation purchased by God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission
All is at rest. I in my Savior, happy and blessed, I'm watching and waiting, looking above, lost in his goodness, filled with his love. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Oh, this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. Oh, this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all day long.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. Thank the Lord for that beautiful connection. And thank God for the reading of the scripture and our announcement. At this time, we're going to turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, and we're going to have a short word of prayer before we go into the Word of God. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, thanking you for another day, for another chance to promulgate your Word. We pray that you will have your way. Let your will be done. Stretch out your mighty hand, O Lord. Touch and bless on this day. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover, Lord. Wash us in your blood. Make us everywhere whole, O Lord. We want you to move every blemish, everything that is not like you, Lord. Oh, my God, forgive our sins.
Give us
out of our transgressions. Help us to be whole before you. In the name of Jesus, we want you to bless us, O Lord. Take your word today, Lord. Oh, my God. Let some soul be touched. Let somebody be blessed. In the name of Jesus, help us to receive our word, the word of truth. Your word is truth today, oh, Lord. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Jesus, look on the soul that is listening to this broadcast. We pray that you will touch and bless their souls, oh, Lord. Give strength to the weak, heal the sick, deliver the bound, go way out of no way, open up a door that may be closed. Have thine own way, O Lord.
Have your
own control, O Lord. Meet us here tonight, Lord. Oh, my God, we want to be sent tonight. Jesus, have your way, Lord.
Have your
will, not our will. Let us feel courage. Help us, oh Lord, to deny ourselves some more, Lord. Help us, Jesus, to draw closer to you. We want a closer walk with you. We want to be able to make it into that city. Stay on your Lord. In the name of Jesus, take full control. Have thine own way, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for this opportunity and thank God for this Mother's Day. Set aside representing the mothers. Glory to God. A mother is a female parent. A mother gives birth. A mother protects. A mother cares. a mother also respects. She cares for each one of her children. And I believe that Eve was the mother of all. She was the mother of all. So let's go to the Word of God. We're going to begin reading with St. John, the 19th chapter, and we're going to begin reading with the 22nd verse, John 19:22. Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." This was during the time that Jesus was about to be crucified. I believe they had already taken him and put him on the cross, and how they began to say, "Crucify him, thou sayest thou was king." Oh, they ridiculed him, and they said all manner of evil against him. And in verse 23, it says, "Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, they took his garment and made four parts, to every soldier a part, seen, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, let us not rend it." In other words, let us not tear it, "but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, they parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things, therefore, the soldiers did." Praise the Lord, the soldiers did all these things. And instead of them tearing his garment, they didn't tear it. They decided that they would just go ahead and cast lots for it and see who this going to be. And after they did that, in verse 25, it says, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved," and that was John. Jesus loved John. So the Bible says, "And the disciples standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciples, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst." Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the reading of his word. Now this was Jesus. He was on the cross being crucified, and his beloved disciple was standing by. Also, his mother was standing by. Jesus said, "Woman, behold thy son." And then he went on down and said, "Behold thy mother." He told John, the beloved disciple, to take note, to consider, to look at thy mother. He wanted him to realize that he had the care of his mother. Glory to God, because he was going away. Oh, my God, for the purpose that he came into the world was to die for a sinner and a wretch like us. He said, "Thou sayest that I am king. To this end was I born, and for the cause, for this cause, came I into the world." My voice, glory to God. When you hear the truth and you believe the truth, hallelujah, you're going to want to do what thus saith the Lord. So I think Jesus told the beloved disciple John to take note, to look after his mother. Glory to God. Don't worry about me, because this is why I came into the world. I came to die for the sin of the world. I came to the will of my Father, but now I must go back to my Father from whence I came. Glory to God. He said, I go to a place. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, that he may be also. Glory to God. He went back to his Father, to his home on high, that we might receive life through Christ Jesus. Thank God they was crucifying our Savior, but Jesus, glory to God, he laid down his life for sinners and wretches like you and I, that we might be free. Now behold my mother, she's still here. Hallelujah. Gotta take care of her. And I thank God for this day being set aside as Mother's Day. My mother is no longer with me. Glory, glory, glory. But I thank my God that he has given up his son Jesus. And he began to tell the disciples, who is my mother? Who is my father? Who is my brethren and my sisters? Because I believe that Jesus began to do his will, the will of his Father. And his Father, glory to God, his natural Father down here and his natural mother began to look for Jesus. But Jesus was in the temple, and he was preaching and teaching, and they were looking for him. But Jesus said, I must do the will of my Father that sent me. And he began to say, who is my mother? Who is my father? And who is my sister? Glory to God. And the word of God said, he that doeth the will of my Father, the same is my mother. Glory to God. So if you be in Christ, and if you are doing the will of God, then ye are his mother, father, sister, and brother. Glory to God. That I thank God for his word, because his word is true. The Bible says in the 113th number of Psalm and the 9th verse, says he maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of her children. Praise ye the Lord. Glory to God. The Lord made the woman to be the helpmeet to the husband. She keeps the house, and she's joyful. Hallelujah. And she's a mother of the children. Hallelujah. Some people dishonor their mother. Glory to God. They don't respect their mother. My Lord, they take advantage of their mother. Oh, my God, they treat them any old kind of way. But Jesus, he made it possible. Hallelujah. That when he fills you with the Holy Ghost, you will honor your mother. The Bible says, honor thy mother and thy father, that thy days may be long upon the face of the earth. But we are living in a time now when men are dishonoring their mother. Men are going contrary to what their mothers taught them up on and what their mothers taught to you and the daughters. They are going the same way. They are disrespecting their mothers. Don't want to hear their mothers. Don't want to be obedient to their mothers. But God That's why you say, honor thy mother, honor thy father, that thy day may be long upon the face of the earth. But the children are rising up against the parents. They are rising up against the mother. My Lord, the daughter is against the mother. The son is against the father. There's fighting going on. Hallelujah. Angry and evil ways. Hallelujah. Toward the parents. But God, he's going to pay every man according as his work shall be. But behold, my brother, you know everybody, you may be a woman, but everybody is not a mother.
All right.
There's some Marys out there trying to call themselves a mother, but they'll leave their children in the house. Hallelujah. They'll leave them, Lord have mercy, with no food in the house. And they'll go out there taking drugs, doing this thing, out on the formal floor, in the house, with no food. Hallelujah. And so will leave them in the house with no lights, no electricity. My Lord, and they're out there doing drugs, shooting drugs, all in their arms. Hallelujah. You got some that call themselves a mother. But my Lord, they'll leave their children on a doorstep. I'm reminded of a woman. Hallelujah. She let me babysit for her. And as I was babysitting for Jesus, my Lord, I looked at the child, and I saw that something was wrong with this child. The child, his stomach was choosing, but his arms, his neck, and his legs, they were so skinny, and the skin was hanging from his arms. The skin was hanging from his legs. And when I fed him the bottle of milk, my Lord, the baby began to drink the milk as though he had not eaten for days. Glory to God. And the next thing I knew, the lady took the child and put the child up under a step in the schoolyard. And somebody heard the child crying, my Lord. And they called the police, and they got the child. Hallelujah. That child was saved. Hallelujah. The Lord had mercy.
Yeah.
That child was saved. But the mother ran off. My Lord, she got involved with a man, and she wasn't worried about her child. You got some. They learn about their children. They're more concerned about these hoofdoms that's running the streets, don't have a job, won't work, won't do nothing. But my Lord, a real mother will be a born-again mother, a mother that cares, one who cares.
Yes.
One who nourishes and takes care of the child. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, she's a virtuous woman. He's a child. Needs a coat. She will get her hands, her needles, and her thread and begin to sew. She'll sew and make a coat for her child, a virtuous woman, while the children are sleeping. She's kneading with her hands, working in her house with her hands, making things for the children, making sure that the house is clean, making sure that everything is in
He'll make a brand new person.
But you must give your life unto the Lord. Give it over to the Lord. Let him make you a mother in Zion. God, he can take away your sins and cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. Hallelujah, he can make you all over again, and you will be able to do us right and to treat your children like you're supposed to. Take care of your house like you're supposed to. Hallelujah. And then you have some, they want to tell others what to do and how to do, but they don't do it themselves. Lord, have mercy. But God, I said, God, he will help you to be what you ought to be. If you want to be a real mother, let God work on you and let it be said in you, in your life, in your mind, your soul, your body. Let Jesus touch you. Let him work in you. Let him make you what you are to be. Lord, he can make you over just like he made the Israelites. He made them over again. He said, can I do to you as the Father has done to this clay? Hallelujah. God's got the power. He's got power to make you over. He's got power to make you brand new. Let Jesus make you what you are today. Behold my mother. Glory to God. I want you to go and have her. And John took her to his home. Hallelujah. He began to care for her. Thank you, Jesus. We didn't care about Jesus. His mother cared about him. She loved him. Glory to God. She tried to take him. I know it had to be a hurt thing to see your son being crucified, being spat on. Oh, my God. Crown of thorns, being pushed down on his head, being pierced in the side. Glory to God, nails in his hands and feet. I know it had to be a hurt day, but when Jesus comes into your life, he will bring peace in your soul. He can make you all over again. He can make you what you need to be. Jesus began to speak in St. Matthew, the 12th chapter, the 46th verse. Says, while he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Glory to God. If you are doing the will of God, you're the same as his brother. You're the same as his sister. You're the same as his mother. Glory to God. Just make sure that you are doing the will of God. Thank you, Jesus. God can do with you what the Potter did with the clay. He can make you over. He can make Jesus. He said, for whosoever ye be of him that forsaketh not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. You have to give all, give up all. If you're on the drug, give up the drug. If you're on the alcohol, give up the alcohol. Oh, my Lord, give up that alcohol. Give up those pills. Give up all that drinking and carrying on. Lord, Lord, give up the dancing in the streets and in the clubs. Give it all up and turn yourself over to the Lord. He'll make you brand new. Don't be hurt. He'll put in a heart of flesh. Glory to God, you'll be able to love. You'll love your sisters and brothers. You'll love your mother and father, even if the father walked down on you. Even if the mother walked down on you, you'll still love them. When Christ comes in, he'll make you new. He'll make you brand new. Glory to God, give it over to Jesus right now. Somebody out there in radio land, you need to give it up. Give it up and let Jesus, let him come into your life. Let him take control. Let him fix you. Let him make you what you ought to be. He'll make something beautiful out of your life. Glory to God. People will look at you and they will see the change. Somebody said, I look at my hands and my hands look blue. I look at my feet and they did too. I look at my heart. Hallelujah. I felt the change in my heart. Now I love. I have the love of God in my heart. I don't hate anybody. I said, God will make a real mother out of you if you give your life. Give it over to Jesus. All you have to do is repent of your sin. The Bible says in Acts 3:19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Until a time of refreshing, come, hallelujah, have your way, Lord. Just right now, Lord, the new soul that makes such a voice of your word. Touch right now, Lord. I know you can do it. I know you can change.
You
can heal. You can forgive. Forget sins. Blot out the transgression. Pass us, Lord. Help them, Lord, to give themselves to you. Help them, Lord. Change their mind. Change their heart. Change the way they've been walking. Change them, Lord. Jesus, sanctify them. Oh, I can clean them up. Help them, Lord, to give up the sinners. Help them, Lord, to give up everything that is contrary to your will. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Your word is true. And we know you can do it. Help them, Lord. Help them to seek your face. Help them in the name of Jesus. Let them realize that their time is running out. Hallelujah. They don't have much time left, Lord, to seek your face. Help them to run. To run their lives. Help them, Lord, to get in a hurry. In the name of Jesus, help, oh God, help right now. Break up the stony heart. Help right now. Oh, my God, give them a heart of faith that they can feel. Hallelujah. Help them. Take out the hatred. Take out the violence. Take out the ill will. Take out the envy. Take out the jealousy. Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, take it out, Lord. Take it out, Water, Glory to God. Peter, God, who put the thorns on his head, said, I'm going to see him and favor his encounter for what they have done. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. You can give it to Jesus. He's pleading with you right now. Don't let it be set too late. Give your heart. Give your mind. Your soul and your body unto the Lord. Forget about the drugs. Forget about the cigarettes. Forget about drugs. Forget about all of that. Forget it. Give it up. And give your life to Jesus. He's waiting with outstretched arms. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open up, he said, I will come into him and trust with him. Glory to God. Then you will have a relationship with God. And then you can say, I know. Songwriter said, do you know the man? Do you know the man?
Okay.
When Jesus gets things with you, you can get up and say, I know the man. And I know that I've been changed. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank
you. In the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Serve this into the hands of the Evangelist Shalami.
Glory, hallelujah. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that powerful, powerful message, for hearing such a soul-stirring, powerful message. And the Lord's hand is outstretched to you. You can be delivered. You can be made whole right now. If you can only believe, and as the preacher was saying, repent of your sin right now. Turn away from all of your wickedness, all your sins. God will have mercy, and he will forgive. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord, and let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your precious word. We thank you for your anointing, oh God. We thank you for the moving of your spirit. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for speaking to us, oh God. And we pray right now, God, that you will save, that you will heal and deliver. Oh, my God, have your way and let your holy will be done. We believe, Lord God, and we count it as done, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. We thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank the Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for all that you've done. And now, Lord, we ask you to continue to bless this broadcast, continue to bless Evangelist May. Lord God, use her continually and have your eternal way. We ask you to bless everyone listening. Touch, Lord God, move by your power. We believe it and we count it done and we thank you for it. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I thank God for this powerful message on this night. The Lord really moved and he spoke. Praise be to God. And this being Mother's Day, that was a beautiful message. Praise the Lord. And she brought out all so many beautiful points concerning being a mother and how Jesus took care of his mother. When it was time for him to leave the earth, he didn't leave his mother out. But he took care of her and the disciple that was standing right there. Oh, glory to God. God, he aligned everything the way he wanted it to be. So Jesus
He left his mother in the care of that disciple that he loved. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that he knew that that disciple was going to love his mother.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So he was looking out for her. And, you know, the Lord has that same love for every one of us. He was looking out. He's always looking out for us. He's always taking care of us.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. And I just thank God once again for the beautiful message. I thank God for all the mothers. Praise the Lord. And if you are a mother and you heard this message, praise be to God. I could say the truth that the Lord was teaching us so many beautiful things about being a mother through this message. And I pray that you will take this word of God in and that you will apply it to your own life. Amen. If you're not the mother that you desire to be, you can be that mother. Praise the Lord. The evangelist, she began just preaching, and she gave specific instructions of how you can be the mother that God would have you to be. Praise the Lord. And I can thank God once again for the word of God, Evangelist May. I want to encourage you to continue to preach the word of God and let God have his way in your life. At this time, we're going to have brief remarks. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I thank God for the word coming through Evangelist Maybell. And she began to just cry aloud and to spare not. And she began to talk about the difference between a mother and a mammy. And I felt like this was a call to mothers. And she began to just lay out what, you know, the difference between what a mother would do and a mother's love, and gave examples as well. And, you know, like she said, God, he can make you brand new. You might find yourself in a category of a mammy where you aren't putting, you know, your children first. But if you don't know God, how can you even let that love shed abroad in your heart? When God comes in and he makes you brand new, he'll teach you how to be a mother. I give God the glory for this message on this Mother's Day. But it was also a call to all people, if you're a backslider, if you're not right with God, our time is running out. And we have to give our lives to the Lord so that we can be, you know, and actually do God's will, so that we can be called his brother, his sister, you know, his mother, his mother. Because if we do, not his father, excuse me, but his mother, his brother, and, you know, sister, because if we do his will, that's the same as being his mother, his brother, his sister. And that's, I tell you, we're joint heirs with Christ, but we have to do something first. We have to give our lives to God. I give God the glory. This woman preached tonight, and I enjoyed it. Apparently, I enjoyed the anointing, and I just want to encourage you, man, to keep on doing the will of God, keep on preaching and standing on the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We truly thank God for those remarks coming through then to be here. Just thank God, I tell you. Thank God for Sister Cheryl being on the line.
Amen.
I tell you the truth. I tell you, I have truly enjoyed this message, and this is a very expansive message. This was for all of us. This was for everyone. It wasn't just limited to mothers, but that mess was a message from the Lord, and God is calling out to us. Anyone who wants to be saved, God is calling out to you. Once again, we thank God for you, and thank you for tuning in. At this time, we wanted to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. I give glory and honor unto the Lord, for he is worthy. I thank him for making me who I am. I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what Satan says and what the devil thinks and what people imagine in their minds. The Lord said in Jeremiah, he said, I know the thoughts that I think of you, and they are not evil. Jeremiah 29:11-12. I tell you, God can do what he want to do with you if you just open up and let him pass his way. If you're out here today and you've heard this word, God has touched your soul, and you believe the word of salvation and seek the Lord by calling on the name of Jesus. Father said, whosoever shall call from the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you have a situation going on in your life and you need help, you can call 856-304-7774, and we can go in prayer for you. And perhaps if you need some other type of natural help, perhaps I can direct you where to go and what to do to get help. Once again, that number is 856-304-7774. You can call in after this broadcast. God bless you. We thank the Lord for Evangelist Hameen and Evangelist Khadija for support cast and for everything that they do to help make this broadcast what it is. And I thank God for our faithful listeners, Gloria West, Jeanette Miller, and some of the others. We thank God for you, and we pray that the Lord will bless and keep you. God bless you. And if that's all on tonight, let me come in. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
No, I don't have anything additional at this time.
Okay. And then Khadija?
Not at this time, thank you. But happy Mother's Day to you both. And
thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Happy Mother's Day to both of you. He that doeth the will of my Father, mother, the same
all right.
Mother, Father, sister, and brother.
Amen.
And
Happy Mother's Day to everyone.
Yes. I'd like to say to my radio listeners, Happy Mother's Day to you. Be happy and praise the Lord for the great things that he has done for you. God bless you. This brings the broadcast to a close, and we look to be with you once again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Tune in again with us. We'll be happy for you to be with us. God bless you and good night.